Blog Talk Radio.
Hottest topics.
Hottest music.
And the hottest ladies.
You're listening to the Girlfriend Network,
where women stay connected, with your host, Nick Holmes.
Tahira
and Karishma on the Love Zone USA.
On the Love Zone USA.
On the Love Zone USA.
Welcome everybody to the Love Zone USA. I'm your host Tahira Sutton. Welcome back for an awesome show. We had an awesome, great show last week with our Grammy talk. So now we're back with the legends of hip hop. We're going to talk to Miss Leisha. Leah Robinson. And so I can't wait to speak with her. She's a part of the first family of hip hop. So I never host the show alone. I know Jen is running a little late, so we'll speak with her shortly. But I want to welcome to the stage Miss Nakome Martin. Nakome, how are you?
Hey, T, how are you?
Very good. I'm doing a lot better. I just wanted to take one moment. I know that people are like texting me, sending me flowers, and thank you for all of the love. I am okay. I'm out of the hospital. Everything is turning around for me. So I just wanted to say thank you to everyone. But how was your Valentine's Day? How was your weekend? How's everything with you?
Oh, everything is nice, but I do want to talk about you because I'm late to what happened. I'm just catching up. And so, Tahira, talk about that because on my Facebook, I just saw a lot of tags where it said, my sister is missing. I really thought initially that it was a joke, like you were just looking, it was you looking
for your
twin.
Right now it's really still an ongoing investigation. There was a home invasion and I had a fight with the person. So with me,
wow.
I would just definitely suggest women always take self-defense classes because it could have, worked to my disadvantage, I think because of my training and things like that, that really helped me to be safe. So he didn't hurt me. Well, I was a little hurt. I have like my ankles are sprained and my knees are swollen, but I'm okay. So he didn't wind up taking anything, but it was just the struggle of everything from what I can say. Like I said, it's an open investigation now, but what happens with me becoming missing is because they took me to the hospital and I was unconscious. I didn't wake up
to the next day.
I didn't wake up to the next day, so no one knew where I was. They just came and the house was out of disarray. Things were broken. Door was broken because, I had to get myself outside and I passed out on the lawn. So my pocketbook, my cell phone was there. So that's why when it became a missing person. And I just want to shout out to the West Orange Police Department, North Police Department, the Special Victims Unit, all the units that really worked with my family to find me because I was unconscious. I couldn't say, hey, I'm here in the hospital.
Oh, my goodness.
So I woke up on Thursday. And then when I woke up, I didn't remember anything. So everything is restored, my memory. And I was, well, where does your mom live, your dad live? I'm just like, I don't know, in the brown house. So I'm just so grateful. I'm so blessed and very grateful that I'm able to get over that and over that situation. It was, like, really traumatic, something very unexpected.
Right.
But definitely self-defense classes. Always keep your mace, keep your doors locked. I think I just have one lock on the back door that I just left open. And people are looking for opportunities, but I'm well. I mean, it just gave me more strength to go on even more, to empower women even more, to just do more. Since I had that happen to me, I'm not a victim. I'm definitely a victor. I doubt that he'll ever try to break in my house again. That's what I can't say. I doubt it. I really, really doubt it. But I'm okay.
Really scary.
But overwhelming, like, I can't, it was scary, but you can't be afraid. Because the situation is happening and you can't think worst case because that fear will paralyze you. And that's what kept me going, like, okay, somebody's going to give up, but it's not going to be me. So eventually, after he got hit in the head with massive stuff, he's like, okay, this is enough. And he never said one word to me. Like, yeah. So, like, that's an ongoing investigation right now. They do have a suspect, so I'm really excited about that to, you know, really go and take a look. And that's that.
Oh, wow. I'm really glad and thankful that you are okay.
I am.
And,
I am.
Yeah, that sounds pretty incredible.
It was. But I'm glad I could talk about it now. You know, like I said, it was traumatic. So I would definitely, you know, tell women just people are looking for any opportunity. Sometimes it's good opportunity. Sometimes it's bad opportunity. But you can't let it shape you. It's not a part of my shape. I'm just grateful that I took classes. I'm grateful that I didn't allow fear to paralyze me or to keep me stuck because he had a weapon. He had a knife. So I'm thankful that I'm a strong person, a strong-willed person.
Right.
Even when I was unconscious, I could have fell out and died in the house. I could have easily. But I was like, no, I have to get – I'm falling unconscious, and I need to get outside. I need to get outside for someone to see me. So I rode my way outside, you know, passing out, bumping my head, and that's when I went into, you know, was unconscious because I hit my head. Like, I fell down the stairs when I got outside. I couldn't stand up and walk, so I'm, like, crawling. So you fall down the stairs, and I hit my head on the concrete again. So I kept hitting my head, and eventually, you know, I passed out. But when I passed out, you couldn't miss me. Like, I was in the middle of the grass, in the middle of the sidewalk, like, you knew something was going on, and one of my neighbors came out. But I'm grateful. I'm, like, grateful to God, and it just makes you look at life a lot differently. But then it gives me more power. I felt like, you know, I felt sorry for this person to want to harm other people or, you know, I just felt sorry, you know, like his life must be horrible that you would want to endanger somebody else. But it also taught me to, like, be aware of, you know, make sure your doors are locked. Make sure, you know, you have your mates when you're going out because people are looking for opportunity. But,
right.
I mean, all is
right.
well. All is well. I can't reach out to everyone. So every social outlet that I am getting, I'm just telling everyone thank you. You know, thank you so much because you don't realize how much of an impact that you are until, you know, things go wrong. And I'm just like, thank you. If I can touch every person that's been sending me flowers and notes and Facebook, I appreciate it. I'm reading everything that I can, and I appreciate it. I think Jen is here, so I want to welcome Jen to the conversation. Miss Jennifer Laws, welcome.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Jen.
Oh,
how are you?
I'm okay. I caught the tail end of what you were saying, and yes, I was definitely concerned. And
yeah, you reached out to me. But Jen, all I could say, it was an ordeal. I just feel very blessed that favors on my life that, you know, that the shield of protection was really around me. It's no way that I could have made it out of that situation by myself. And I'm just grateful. I'm just grateful that, but I also would just suggest too, like, you know, enroll in the kickbox class and, you know, because I felt at one point, because he never talked, and I know I can't talk a lot about this because of the investigation, but he never said any words to me. So it was, but he was, like, sweating a lot. So it seems like that was, like, that's scary within itself. Like, you're not saying anything. But then I just had to, I could not allow fear to paralyze me because if I would have, got caught in the worst case scenario. Oh, I'm going to die. He's going to stab me. And I'm just going to die here. I refuse to die. I refuse to give up. I refuse. I'm like, okay, so he punched me in the face. I punched him back. I punched him in the body. I kept punching him in the body. So when I say that we fought for 2 to 3 minutes. So I was just like, okay, you're in here, but you're not going to stay. You know, it's going to be a fight. So eventually... Once I knocked over the table and, you know, he just left. But then I was hurt. I was unconscious. I had to will myself to stay up. I told myself that you're going to keep the air that you have because every time you, you know, open your mouth, you pass out. So I was holding my nose and then my mouth, like all these things that you think that you would never have strength to do, I did it.
Right.
Right.
And then
you know,
I could, it's
you know,
not like I could stand up to open the door. So So I had to use everything that was around me to help me get to my destination. So even though you may be distracted with other things in life, just keep focused on your destination. Because my destination was like, I have to get outside. I have to allow people to see me. You know, I'm home alone right now. I have to get help. So I had to will myself in my mind. I'm like, my body wants to just go to sleep. My body wants to be unconscious. My body wants to just give up. But I had to tell myself, even though I didn't have the strength, but I had to will myself to say, you're going to go and unlock these locks, somehow open this door to get to the atrium. Once you get in the atrium, you're going to unlock that door, which I did. You're going to get outside. And then I didn't prepare anything else. Because I fell down the stairs after that point. Once I fell down the stairs, which was good, like 7 steps, fell down the stairs, I hit my head again, but I was on the ground already. So I was just like, all I need to do is just get in sight.
Right.
So, I mean, I just said it's definitely a testimony. It definitely makes me look at life different, but it gave me more empowerment. More, you know, I'm just going to say, you know, anything that you put your mind to, regardless what's coming, adversity coming at you, like everything was coming at me. The only thing he didn't do that I thought he would do is like choke me. I'm like, okay, he's not stabbing me. He's hitting me, but he's not choking me. Okay. We got stuff to work with.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Well, again, yeah. I'm really glad that you are okay. I did not know. I apologize
for
that.
No, it's okay.
Oh.
Yeah, it's definitely, you know, a testament. And when you're put in a situation like that, you know, being as though you're a very, you know, a God-fearing woman, and you know, you believe and you have faith. When you're tested that way, your faith is what pulls you through. So,
I mean, I can't say, Jen, there's nothing but God. He sent his angels. This, like I said, this man never said a word to me. He was sent to do what he wanted to do, but I'm just like, regardless of what the agenda is, it's interrupted tonight. This cannot happen. This won't happen.
Right.
And like I said, I should have passed out.
Yeah.
You know, I should have passed out and died in my living room, but I refused to die. Like I said, I refused to give up. I couldn't even, I had no breath. If I would have opened, every time I would open my mouth, my head would hit down to pass out again. So I preserved it, like the adrenaline, I preserved the air so I can crawl to the door to open the door. Mm-hmm. I had no more strength, and then I think I went to sleep for a little bit, and then I just kept waking up. The fact that I kept waking up and kept getting opportunities, I was just like, okay. The only thing I didn't anticipate is falling down the stairs and hitting my head again, because once I was going unconscious, but I definitely, when I did that, put me more unconscious. So when an ambulance came, I just was out. So I was unconscious for like a day and a half.
Wow.
So I couldn't say, like, Mom, here I am in this hospital. I couldn't say anything.
Yeah.
So everybody was looking for me. Everybody, you know, missing persons. Everybody was looking for me. And that's why I said I'm so grateful. I want to say thank you to everyone. Every opportunity that I do get, I definitely will thank everyone for their assistance. Those who spoke to the police, because the police were calling everybody in my phone, you know, gave them information. You know, I thank you and I appreciate it. And, you know, just I just value life at this point. I, you know, always valued it, but you just see it from a different lens at this point.
Right.
Absolutely.
So that is my testimony.
Wow. I don't even know how we go on from that story.
We go on. We don't stop. We don't stop. But we have a fabulous show today. We have one of the hip-hop legends, the granddaughter of hip-hop, Sylvia Robinson's granddaughter, the first family of hip-hop. Originally, she was the matriarch. She actually really started hip-hop, right?
Yes, I believe so.
Sylvia Robinson.
Yep.
Yeah, she's like the mother of hip-hop.
Right. Yes.
So we have Leah Robinson
That's
coming
pretty
on.
Pretty amazing, and I mean a lot of great music came out of this label. So you know, and listening to that music brought back a lot of childhood memories for myself. So it was like, wow, crazy.
Yeah.
So I'm excited to talk to her as well. I have seen a couple of episodes of the show. I need to get caught up with that, as well as a lot of other programs going. You know, I just. But we'll get to it. But quickly, another side note, Miss Jen, I heard you were someplace pretty fabulous the past few days. Where were you?
Oh, man, yes. We were at Atlanta City Fashion Week. Our house. Yes. Oh, man. It was so fabulous. Like, the show was well put together. All the designers were really awesome. But Top Line Divas House Designers, Kate Nicole Collections, and Julia Souls for You, they blew the house away with their designs for the curvy models, and it was just an awesome time, and we were, you know, really grateful that we had the opportunity to be there and showcase the fashions and, you know, showcase the models and what we do at Top Line Divas. So we're all, we're still excited about it.
Amazing.
That is awesome.
I definitely can't forget to give a shout out to the producers of Atlantic City Fashion Week, Lamont and Gina Bowling. You know, they're awesome. This is their 10th season, and the show was, you know, it was really great. It was at the Showboat, and they were very nice to us there. The after party was there as well, so everything was all in the same building. So we had a very nice time. We're looking forward to hopefully working with them again.
Oh, that sounds awesome. That
wonderful.
Sounds great. The Showboat. That is
awesome.
I'm sorry, I missed that. But,
you had some other stuff going on, so I'm even surprised
the strange
that you're even
guys,
thank you.
I don't let anything stop me, but the strange thing in the hospital, like when you go through little stuff like this, you know, they want you to, it's a traumatic experience, so they take you through these classes. So I wind up, even though I'm in this experience, teaching this class, I wind up singing. So I'm just like,
God.
I sung like Lauryn Hill, and these people were like so excited. They're like, oh my God, you're an impeccable singer. And I'm just like, you cannot allow what's happening to really like overtake you. Because if I would have stood for one moment and thought about everything around me, like, I was able to, I'm like, okay, I'm able to, I guess that's when they wanted me to go home. Like, she's doing classes, she's singing, let's get her out of here. Oh, my goodness.
I'm sure it was all therapeutic and probably
what
you needed, too.
Yeah. So, I want my check. I sung 2 songs. So they're like, okay, but you know, it's very encouraging, and you know, we can move people with song, and I'm blessed, and I really thank God, because he, even in that situation where I was supposed to be a victim, he allowed me to be a victor, and you know, to even tell people, you know, I went through this, but I refused to die. Like, I refused to die. I was just like, I'm just not going to die. I'm just not. I don't have any more air. And every time I, you know, open my eyes and breathe in, I'm passing out. But I refuse to die. So sometimes it is the power of your mind. Because I willed my way over to where I needed to go. Like, and then I passed out on the line. I'm like, okay, now I can kind of relax. But it's so amazing, like, in that experience, I'm like, you know, being empowered and empowering other people. So never let your situation or what's going on right now determine or overtake you, because it's temporary. That's what that's what I talked about. I said fear is temporary.
Mm-hmm.
You can't allow the fear of, if I would have sat there and thought about, oh, God, he has a knife. Oh, you know, he's going to do this. Because we get caught in worst-case scenarios. It's not happening now. It's still breath in my body. I still got a fight in me. So we're just going to do this a little bit.
Right.
So that's why I'm grateful. And I just feel that even in that scenario, in the people that, you know, when I left the hospital, I have so many hospital friends. And the people at Mountainside were great. They were amazing. But I know I left an impact. I definitely will go and sing for them on the holidays and see, you know, some people that are in the hospital. That's why, you know, I've always done that in the past, because people need to see people from the outside, even in a situation like that. So definitely music is healing. Music is therapy. And I touched a lot of people. So I'm grateful for, you know, God really using me as an instrument. But without
only
further ado,
only Tahira would get a gig out of a tragic situation.
Yes,
only Tahira.
I'm still making that money. Well, without further ado, we do have Miss Leah Robinson on the line. right here on the Girlfriend Network. Hi, Leah.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Hi, Leah.
We're doing excellent. Thank you for coming on to the Girlfriend Network. We watch the show. We're fans of the show.
Thank you.
Just give us
That's
a little bit of
me.
My absolutely. Leah, just give us a little bit of where our listeners can find you on social media. We'll get that out of the way, and then we'll start into, you know, diving into the show.
Okay. So first and foremost, Twitter and Instagram at The Leah Robinson, and it's T-H-E-L-E-A Robinson, R-O-B-I-N-S-O-N. Also, Facebook and YouTube.com/ I am Leah Robinson and www.leahrobinson.com.
Okay, that's great. So, Leah, welcome to the Girlfriend Network. I'm a host, well, the lead host, Tahira Sutton. Nicole and Jen, introduce yourself.
Hello, Leah. I am Nicole Martin. I'm so glad to have you on the show. I think you're beautiful. I've been watching. I anticipate your music. We'll get into all that. And Jen, tell her who you are.
I'm Jen, and I'm the CEO of Top My Divas, which is a modeling company based out of Philadelphia. I'm really looking forward to hearing what you got to say. I'm also a fan, so I'm excited.
Yeah, so much.
Oh, my goodness. I love it. I think you're super amazing, Leah. Like,
yes.
You breathe. I know, like, your grandmother is, like, the mother of hip-hop, but I think you're a new breath. Like, you give, and I love yourself because it's fun, and then, you know, you dance and you sing, and then you're, like, slaying it all into one. So,
thank you.
I'm into videos that you can kind of interact and, you know, you have a message. It seems like every time you open your mouth, there's a message that you're sending out. What do you feel that your stamp would be at this point in time in the music industry?
In all honesty, I think my stamp would be exactly the stage in my life that I'm in right now, and that's just showing my imperfections. I think that with our generation, like, we just are so used to everything or just looking and being perceived as just perfect, even with social media and television, and everything just looks so perfect. And people in my situation, they would look at me and just say, oh, your life is so perfect and everything is so good. And I'm like, y'all have no idea. Like, it is not as it seems, and I'm coming to grips with that in myself as a woman. Like, it's okay to have imperfections. It's okay to have flaws and weaknesses, and just showcase that, because that's what makes you a woman, and that's what makes you a person, and that's what makes you different than everybody else. Everybody doesn't have the same story or struggles or obstacles, but I know that there's a lot of people that have the same ones, and I'm using my voice and I'm using my music to showcase that and just touch an agreeance with people that have the same story as me.
Okay. Yes, that is super amazing. I sound like a fan now. I love, like, I'm a singer, so anyone that sings, I'm just like, I get it. Like, now, and then when you have a family, you come from a whole legacy. So what is that like as a singer? Do you feel like, because sometimes as a singer, you battle within yourself, against yourself about, you know, I think we put limits on ourselves just as an artist. But is there a battle between you and the legacy at some point? Like, can I live up to this? What am I putting new into the game? Do you ever get into the battle with your grandmother's legacy?
In all honesty, no. I've never felt any type of pressure like that. I've never felt like there's a battle of if I can just become bigger than what my grandmother has done. I think I've been around so many great people. So many great people have raised me to believe that whatever they've done, I could achieve even more than that. And I think that's what a lot of people don't think about, and they don't see themselves achieving higher than the people that are already great. And I just think that they're here so you can become greater. Like, I've never said to myself, oh, I want to be less than this person. No, I'm like, they paved the way, so whatever they paved the way with, you should be able to take that and do bigger than what they have done. So I've never felt as if that there was any type of pressure or anything like that. I'm just like, all right, they gave me the tools that I needed. Now it's up to me to take it and elevate it and bring it to a new level.
Okay, that sounds great. I love that. I love that you use it as, you know, that's what was embedded for me. So it's like endless what you can do at this point in time. Okay, that sounds great. Now, how about far as you as an artist? What are some of the things that, because I definitely love the songs. I think, you know, they catch people's attention. At one, you know, song, I'm like, okay, I could be in the club and listen to this. So how do you stay connected? And I know you said you make your applause available, but how do you stay connected to the listeners that, you know, you have, that you, that really your target market? How do you stay connected to your fans? What's your way of just staying, like, in their ear and just being where they are, if that makes sense?
It's just about being truthful with them. It's about no facade whatsoever. I think that people see through that. And people see fake and people see real. And for me, it's just about being real and honest and true with myself. And then once I'm honest and true with myself, I can be truth and honest with everybody else so that they just get it. So it's just about just being real and true and just being original and being true to yourself and knowing your flaws and knowing the things that are imperfect about you is what makes you who you are. So that's how you connect to people, and that's how I connect with people. I know me, like, a lot of people don't connect through successes. They connect through the things that got them there. They connect through the obstacles, through the struggle. So I'm getting to a point where I'm okay with speaking about those types of things, and it is okay because nobody's perfect. Nobody has lived a perfect life. Nobody has the same story as somebody else. So it's just about showcasing your story, and that brings your originality. You having your own story makes you different than everybody else.
I agree. Leah, this is Nicole, and I think what you said is very poignant, because one thing that we have learned, no matter what walk of life that you are exploring or trying to be successful in, everybody has a story. And you're always more appreciative to yourself and to others as an inspiration when you do have a story and there is a struggle and there is hard work and grind behind that story. And it also makes you more believable, more relatable, more approachable, especially as an artist, especially within your legacy. So my question to you, too, is what does Leah want to be the most remembered for? Like, if somebody is to talk about Leah Robinson years from now, what would you want them to say about Leah?
That she always made them feel just good. Besides the music aspect of my life and, like, even the humanitarian things that I've done, I just feel like when I'm around people, I just know how to make them feel okay. I know how to make them feel good, whether it's about life or about themselves. And I believe that God anointed me with that. So I just want people to always feel as if my presence was a present to them and that it just, I felt good every time that I was around this person. So I want people to just to feel me. I want them to be able to feel my energy and feel my presence and know that it's just, it's good. And just, I'm a good person. So I just want people to just feel that and always.
That is awesome. I love when you said that your presence is a present for them. Because I see you on the show, and it's, and Leah, again, this is Tahira. I see you on the show giving a lot of advice to Darnell. Like, you are a wise woman.
Thank you.
Definitely a very wise woman.
Everything else outside of the show, because it comes with everybody. I feel like I'm my dad's parent sometimes. I'm Darnell's parent sometimes. I'm, like, the family therapist, and I'm, like, I'm still trying to get it together.
Yeah, I see that. Like you're, like, very, and I see that in you, and I know that, I mean, you mentioned the anointing, but I see that you are a woman of wisdom, and a lot of people are pulling into that. And I thought that was so unique that you said that, you know, you are a present in their presence. So I definitely see that, and hopefully we'll see more of that on the show. I'm really excited about that. Jen, did you have a question before we go into her first single here?
I mean, I was just listening to everything, you know, that you're saying, and for you to be so young and be so sincere and genuine, you know, I just think it's totally amazing. And I'm definitely looking forward to following your career and see all the different phases of you know, that, of things that you go through in your career. So, you know, I mean, I think what you're doing is awesome.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. And it means a lot to me just coming from other women, because it's so, it's advocacy because women really don't support other women
they
these
don't.
Days. And it's so I'm just
right.
grateful just
absolutely.
To hear those types of words from other women. So I really appreciate it.
Okay. So, and we definitely appreciate you as well. That's why I love the Girlfriend Network. We're always sewing in some aspect in, you know, women's lives. And also, you know, we have a lot of men that listen to the show too. Leah, so we want to go into your next single. I want you to introduce Hey Young Boy from your newest single. So let's go into that, okay? Just let me know. I'll let you know when you're ready, and you can go into introduce the new song.
What's going on, everyone? It's Leah Robinson here, and this is my incredible, amazing single, Hey Young Boy. Ow.
Right here on the Girlfriend Network.
Yeah. Hip hop is who I'm with, too savage.
You know.
Both your hands bend, I keep my body. King with all your boys at his party. With my girl, but
I
back to the Girlfriend Network. I'm your host, Tahira Sutton, with Miss Nicole Martin and Jennifer Laws. And we have the legendary, the granddaughter of hip hop, Leah Robinson. So welcome back, everyone. Leah, that was amazing. I love this song. Like, literally, you make me think about a summer's day with the rooftops
right.
down, windows down, and just cruising. Hey, young boy. Like, it brings that youth, that summertime, like I'm out with my girls and we just chilling. We're just chill right now. So how do you keep that going? How do you stay, I don't want to say stay in touch with, you know, your generation, but what would be your outlet to expose that out? Like, do you think, like, how do you write? Do you write songs where you're like, oh, this is for me, or this is, or do you, are you better at writing for other people?
I just write based on how I feel. There's never like an structure
direction
with how I write my music. But yeah, there's no structure to it. It's just how I feel. There's certain times where like ideas pop in and out of my head at like 3 o'clock in the morning, right before I'm about to go to bed, and I just get up and write them. Thank God, there's a studio in my house, so I'm able to just come and record whenever I have an idea or feel something. So, but every single time is just different, every time.
Okay, so do you get to the point where you're writing about some of your own personal things, like your relationships and things like that? Do you ever, you know, not saying that you go through a breakup and just do a whole track on, you know, tracks on breakups, but do you ever, like, what are some of the things that inspire you to write? I think that's the better question.
Okay, so as of right now, I would definitely say that me becoming more in tune with myself is giving me a lot more substance to talk about. So, yes, I'm at a stage where I am writing about how I feel, because a lot of times, it's a little difficult for me to communicate certain things. So I know that for me, the best way that I can communicate certain things is by putting it in a song. That's the easiest way for me to say how I feel. So, yes, I'm in a stage of life where I'm just becoming more vulnerable and just more just like I'm just putting my life into my music. So,
Okay. Well, and a second question to that, do you ever think, because as a writer and as more vulnerable you become, would you get to the point where you're like, this is too much or too vulnerable or too transparent to who I am? Would you ever, draw that far?
I think music and creating is bigger than me. So when I create, no matter how vulnerable it makes me feel, no matter what type of wound it's opening up and within my spirit and within my heart, I don't make the music just for me. Yes, I make it to get my feelings out and for it to be a therapy for me, but I'm not going to make the music just so I can listen to it and let this just be my healing process for me. I can't be selfish with other people who may be going through the same things that I'm going through. So at a certain point, it's just like, yeah, this feels like so vulnerable, and it feels like you're just opening up to a million people that don't know you. But I'm like, as long as I touch a couple of them and that they feel healed by listening to this song, that's what I do music for. That's what I do for. It's bigger than me.
Yeah, it is bigger.
This is Jen. I just want to interject. You know, like I said before, I think you're an awesome artist, and your spirit is speaking out, you know, with your answers to the questions. And I'm also a poet, so I write as well. So I can relate to the feeling of being, like, wide open and putting your feelings out there and not really wanting to do it. But as you said, you know, you've been given a gift and a talent. It's important to be able to share that talent. And when you're given a platform, you know, you open yourself up, because it's people who can't express themselves the same way that you can. So, you know, it's really refreshing to hear a young artist say something like that, you know. So I feel like you're going to definitely have a long, prosperous career ahead of you as an artist.
Thank you. God bless you, and I appreciate your words.
I received that. I received that. But definitely, like I said, you have a lot of wisdom. I feel wisdom when you talk, and even on the show. And how is Darnell? I know you counsel him a lot, but it seems
Darnell,
like you have some.
Really, that's so funny. I just do. He's doing really, really well, and we're actually doing a lot of work together now. He's been helping me out with a lot of things. He's actually put in a verse to one of my songs as we speak. So,
great.
Awesome.
That is
so,
really,
Leah,
really
what
good.
I want to know, you know, you've done a lot. You're doing a lot. We love your family, your close-knit family, but like with all families, everyone goes through their dramas, their, you know, stats and. But I want to know, at the end of the day, when Leah is sitting alone in her room, what are you most fearful of? Do you have any fears, concerns, or do you feel like sometimes different pressures or being in the spotlight? Because if no one knew who you were before, they certainly knew, they know now who you are as of January of 2017. So, you know, with that and, you know, everything that's been thrust upon you, now you're more in the limelight. What are you most fearful of, or are you not fearful of anything?
I'm just asking everybody
that because, right, well, because everybody has fears, right?
Yes, everybody has some type of fear, whether it's a subconscious or subconscious fear. Everybody has something that they're like, oh, my God, I don't know about that. But personally, and this is just being so transparent and honest, I've reached a point in my life where I felt like I have held in so much for so long that I just want to be open and I want to be candid and I want to be honest. And I'm understanding now that a lot of people don't know how to receive honesty and truth.
Yeah.
That's my fear, is losing a lot of people that I really love and care about because they don't know how to receive me being truthful and honest. And I've just been like, I do like mini tests in my life, and I'm like, all right, let me just be real with this person and see how they receive it. And a lot of people be surprised that they don't know how to receive honesty, and it's automatically like, oh, why did you say something like that? Or that's rude, or that's this. And it's like, no, I didn't say it in a rude way. I just spoke my truth, and because I spoke my truth may not be what you're used to, but I have to speak my truth. That's
and you can't,
my fear as
you can't
of right
get
now.
Mad. Yeah, you can't get mad because it is coming from an honest place. So I
right.
realized
and
that too.
Always,
everyone, they want the lie for some reason. They'll fight for the lie than, you know, to stay for the truth. But you're so true.
Yeah,
that's,
because
that's
the, like I always the lie, the facade of it, it feels good at the time, but it's like then I started thinking, I'm like, all the people that have been true and honest with me, yeah, sometimes it hurts. But I'm like, these people see that I need to become better. It's not coming from a hateful place. It's coming from a loving place of body recognizing your potential and saying, hey, you're doing this a little incorrectly. I think you should do it like this and better yourself and do this. So it comes from a place of love. It doesn't come from a place of trying to bash somebody or trying to make them seem lower than the point that they may be at. It's about being truthful and being honest and to tell the person, hey, I think you need to grow in this department, and that's okay.
Absolutely.
That is so true. Like, even with me and my active coach, I thought this woman was crazy. I was just like, I can't sing opera. I've never sung opera before. You know, I sing gospel R&B, and that's what I sing. That's what I do. And she's like, no, Tahira. Shout out to her. She's like, no, Tahira. I think you're putting limits on yourself. That's what she said to me. I'm like, this lady is crazy. She, you know, creatively, we're just having our creative differences. I can't work with her anymore. So I was real dramatic. But then when I sat back in my quiet place, and I was just like, she sees something in me that I haven't even tapped into. I can't get upset at her because she's seeing my purpose potential that I haven't even thought about it. And I wind up winning an award this Italian song that I sung in opera. I had no clue. But sometimes people, because they are a little bit wiser, they'll see a potential in you that you never knew existed. Has that ever happened? I'm sure that happened to you, Leah. Have you had, you know, people that works with you creatively and they say, hey, I think you can do this. And you say, no, you know, I don't really. Has that ever happened to you?
Well, I've never, like, I'm a listener. I love to listen to people. I don't care who you are, whether you be a neighbor, you could be family, you can be a homeless person that I met on the street. I always feel like you can take something from the conversation. Like, I'm open to listening to people. I've had moments where the truth kind of hurt a little bit. When my best friend told me things about myself, and I was like, well, damn, well, thank you so much for that. It hurts to hear it at the time, but I'm like, you know what? You can only respect people, especially if they're people that, you know, are genuine and that truly, truly love you.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll tell you the things that you need to hear, not the things that you want to hear. So
yeah,
I think you've all been there before, but it's just about just being real and honest with yourself. None of us are perfect, so none of us could be defensive about somebody to better us.
Exactly. Yep. And, and because we're not perfect, that's what we should surround ourselves with anyway, people who can keep it real and let us know.
Yeah.
You know, because I ask my staff all the time, I'm like, is there something more that I could do? Can I do things differently? How do you feel like I ran this? Because you need that feedback in order, you know, to make those corrections, because, you know, you can't be perfect, but you don't want to make other people around you feel uncomfortable by doing something that you're not aware about.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
That is so true. So, I'm sorry, I'm a little bit distracted by the producers. So, Nakam, what question did you have?
Well, I'm just trying to ask Leah different perspectives so our listeners get, you know, a better view of who Leah is. And so, Leah, how about when you're trying to unwind, what do you do? Because I imagine you spend a lot of time in the studio, and you're probably not filming the show now because that was filmed already. But in your downtime when you just want to release, and I'm not even talking about music, what do you do to have fun and just let go?
Honestly, things that for me are fun, I feel like a lot of people are like, you're such a grandma, but I don't care. I love Barnes and Noble. I love to go to, I love to just chill. I love being home. I love just doing things with my family and the people that I love and care about. Even having like little house gatherings and having movie nights and things like that make me feel good. I just love being around people that I love, and people see the reality television show, they see all of that, but my real life means a lot more to me and will always mean a lot more to me than reality television and what those people see. Well, my peace and my happiness and my joy from the people that I really care about and that are in my real life, that's what means the most to me. Anything else, I'm like, it's cool. It comes with my job, but I'm like, my real life means 1,000 times more than anything else.
And, Leah, I'm also curious, so, of course, I would assume this is your first reality show, correct?
Yes, so I did.
As far as
But that was long ago, and that doesn't really count, because that was like one episode. It wasn't like a series type of thing.
My point is, I want you to talk about, for a lot of this, because I love reality TV. I watch a lot of different reality TV. My co-hosts, they do as well. What is that like? Leah, to have cameras following you around all the time. Initially, you know, were you very aware of the cameras? And then as time, you know, went on, did you forget about the cameras? Or were you always trying to be on point or just make sure that you always had yourself in check, that you acted a certain way, said a certain thing, or at some point did you, like, just totally let go? But I've read different things with different reality stars where they're saying the cameras are really, really invasive. And sometimes it's very hard and very difficult to deal with, especially in your most personal and vulnerable moments. So talk about that a little bit.
I'll say in the beginning stages of it was very, very, very difficult for me. I'm such a private person, so to have the cameras there all the time, like 5 days out of a week, a lot. There's certain people that truly, truly, they're like – like my mom, like she, when she was being filmed, it was just perfect for her. Everything was just so natural. For me, I was just like, well, this is new for me. I thought going into it, I was going to like be comfortable with it and feel good about it. But like, my shell broke down as time went on. But during the first month of it, I was really, truly just guarded because it was just new for me. And I kind of sort of was just thrown into it. In all honesty, me and my brother have done so many pilots and things before, so I wasn't even sure the show was really going to happen. Then once it started happening, I was like, oh, my God, it's here. It's happening. What now?
They're at my door. But, I think that's a great aspect to Leah that Nakon is saying. I mean, I'm sure a lot of us, I guess, like Nakon is going to start on a reality show. I've done some reality work as well and shows and pilots and things like that. And I think not the terror, because everybody, you know, we're working and we're in the industry. I think just the fact that the cameras there all the time, like sometimes you want to have some moments to yourself. And it's like when you're in that situation, you can't really be selfish. You can't pick and choose, okay, I'll let them have this moment, but I want this moment. Because that's how I felt at times, like, okay, I want this moment to myself. I want to have this moment. And I'm the person that will say that in my mind. I have a twin, so she'll say it out loud and, like, kick the camera or something like that. We're super opposite. So, but I'm sure there was times where you would say you wanted to pick and choose moments, what you wanted to show and what you didn't show, or just you wanted your purse, because you sound like you are a private person, but it sounds like you have a lot of fun. Did you ever feel like at that point in time, I don't want to record this? This is something that's close to my heart, or this is my time that's just peaceful with me right now. Did you ever get to that point?
I got to a point where I just really started just loving time to myself when I had it. There was nothing that I regretted filming or anything like that. But when I did have time off, I was like, oh my goodness, I love being by myself. I love it. But that time by myself even more. So I just became more grateful for that. So, but there was no time that I felt as if, like, oh, my God, I wish I didn't showcase that. If anything, I was just like, oh, I wish that moment lasted longer. So
okay.
That was it, though.
Okay. So, Leah, what is your inner circle like? What are your friends like? You said they called you like a grandma, because I'm like the grandma and my friends, too. So what do they have more active personalities? Because it seems like you want to have fun, but you were like kind of like doing things at home and being with family. Are they more like different, like active, out and about? What is your friend circle like?
Grandma and my crew. Everybody's a grandma, and I love it. Because it's like I'm just around really simple people. People just that enjoy the simple things in life. We all enjoy just having each other's company and sitting down and watching a movie and just chilling. And just like our jobs are to go out and be in the limelight, in the public eye. So when we actually have time to just chill and not do that, we take full advantage of it and just all just chill together and watch movies and just like that. I love my team and I love everybody because they're all the same. We get the job done and then we come back to the crib and we chill and we watch movies and we just have a good time.
That is great. That's awesome.
This is Jen. I have a question. You said that, you know, you write your own music. Do you think in the future, or have you already written for other people?
Well, I the stuff that's on the show, I will say I've written that with other people. I do write a lot of my music myself, but I definitely would love to start working for other people. Not yet. I know I'm not ready for that. My songs are so personal right now that I'm like, these are my songs. These literally feel like my children. So I'm like, I can't give my children away to other people. Like, they're so open and so as of right now, I don't want to do that, but you never know. It may be a situation like I think Dolly Parton was the one that wrote for Whitney Houston. And if it's a Whitney, I'd be like, you know what? You can have this song. It's so
girl,
take it.
Please, if they present you with the right check, you'll do it. You'll be okay.
Absolutely. Yeah, because
I've never been
over there forever, so... It's a win-win either way.
Absolutely.
To do things like it's not even about the check. It's about the person. If I'm like, damn, well, this is somebody that I really respect and look up to, and I feel like they'll do the song justice. That's what I'm with. Like that's cool.
Yeah.
But I can say 1,000% of my life, I have never done anything just for the check. If it makes me happy, I'm gonna do it. If there's a check, that's just an addition, but I don't do things just for the check. I'm like, if you have to do things just for that, it's not genuine. And I'd rather just do the things I love and I'm passionate about.
Yes, passion. That's what you call passion. So who is it that you would love? I'm sorry, Tahira. I was just asking I'm sorry. We're just throwing questions at you, Leah. I'm sorry if it's getting confusing, but we all love you and we all want to know as much as we can in this quick hour about Leah. So who would you love to write for? When you fantasize and be like, I'm pretty sure, would it be Beyonce or, you know, would it be a Katy Perry or who's your favorite artist? Who do you look up to and who do you get motivation from
As far as writing for other people, I'm a vibe type of person. Like, I go off the vibe. There's nobody I'm like, oh, my God, I want to write for her. I want to do this. I'm like, yo, if we vibe and you like a record and you like my writing and you understand it, that's what I'm with. The name honestly means nothing to me. That means nothing to me. It's all about the vibe, and if you can genuinely feel where I'm coming from, the place that I'm coming from. But as far as who I look up to, I really love and just respect the grind of independent underground artists. I love Kansas, and I think he's super, super dope. I like Kendrick. I love J. Cole. They're not underground, but they're just people in the movements that I just respect and just love to just watch. That's about it.
Okay, so unfortunately, we have to close up now, but we want to thank you for the... That was quick, and I was like, did I get all my questions in? So hopefully at some point we do it in studio. That would be awesome to see you, up front and personal, and we can do that. So we'll let the producers handle that with your team. But I just want to take you, you're so humble, you're beautiful, you sing a phenomenal voice. I want you to, wish you the best. My mom is saying hello via Instagram.
Mom.
So my mom just got an Instagram. So she's like, tell Leah, say hi. So shout out to my mom. She's awesome. I just love your energy. I love the present that you're really presenting to the industry. So I thank you for coming on. I'm going to let the other girls close as well, to the Girlfriend Network. Anything that you want to talk about, definitely if you're looking for an outlet to do, you can do so on the Girlfriend Network. Just, your people know how to get in touch with the producers. And we'll have you on again, and maybe like one of your charities that we didn't discuss, that we can do something when you have an event, maybe coming to New York or something like that, we can do. So, Jen, I want you guys to close because we have a couple minutes.
Okay. I just really appreciate you coming on and talking with us and allowing us the time to have this interview with you. It was definitely very refreshing. And as I said, I'm going to definitely be following your career, your journey, because I'm looking forward to great things coming from you. So, I'll just leave the rest of my time for you to reintroduce, your social media and how people can get in contact with you again.
I want to thank you guys first and foremost for having me. I really just appreciate it and appreciate your time and just for asking questions that people just don't ask me, and I just love that. So I will do anything for you guys, and I'm just appreciative and grateful for that. But my socials are Twitter and Instagram at The Leah Robinson, Facebook and YouTube.com/ I Am Leah Robinson, and www.leahrobinson.com.
Okay. Thank you so much, Leah. I'm a fan. I will be watching, and I look forward to all your future music. And like the other girls mentioned, when you drop new projects, please let us know so we can have you back on. And even if you're too busy to come back on the show, we will still showcase your music. You just let us know.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So you're family now, so anything that we can do to help you with your career. Yes, and good luck to you,
yes.
You and your family and all your future endeavors. And please, please come back when you have time.
Absolutely, and I wish you guys well and blessed and happy days and weeks and the rest of the year. I just wish that on everybody. So thank you again for having me.
Thank you, Leah. Good night.
Good night. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, ladies, that was awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, so
we're gonna... Oh my God. So
that was
sweet.
Amazing.
She really is like a
she's
old
so humble.
Soul, but how mature
she's
and refreshing and
yes. Mm-hmm. She's definitely an old soul. So our last song is Will James' Permission. So we're gonna leave with that song. But before we leave, I just want to thank you, ladies. This was an awesome show. We're going to probably get 2 minutes in, but I wanted to say good night, and I'll see you guys next week. But we're going to end on Permission right here on the Girlfriend Network. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
God bless.
Your permission. Come on, give me that green light. You can let your hair.